The world is full of creepy things. But few things creep as much as a good, scary story. It's easy to overdo it with scary stories. And once you overdo it, you're never the same. We all overdid it. Back in my human days, I would get gummy worms stuck in my blue braces while I stayed up late reading about darkness-devouring warlocks and monsters shaped like madness. Now, my favorite snack is real worms covered in snail sludge, and the most normal thing about me is the electric blue of the barbed wire on my long, twisting pincers.
Before I was a creep, I was the lead singer and guitarist in a rock band called The Mewling Nightmares. I wore my dark sunglasses all the time because that's what rock stars do. But now, the only music I play is creep rock. I still wear sunglasses, but these days, it's to hide my dead eyes.
I was a pretty normal guy. I like to think I still am, even though technically I'm a creep now. I still wear my hair long like I did before. Only now, instead of covering my pimples, it accentuates the horns on my head and the scales on my shoulders. And I can't get enough of all the dark, slimy things creeping along this wonderfully wicked planet.
Speaking of dark, slimy things, the story you're about to hear has a monster in it so scary that it can turn any normal kid into a real creep. The perfect monster. One with extra legs and wings attached to its oozing exoskeleton. Kind of like me.
Still listening, huh?
All right. Don't say we didn't warn you.
'Cause this story will turn your brain into squid jelly.
I'm vegan, so I prefer apricot jelly. I get the organic kind. It's high in vitamin C, which is great for my horns. Sometimes I get sensitive.
Toro, be creepier.
Axe. Toro, stop bickering. We're in the middle of the intro.
Fine, fine, fine. You're right, Weta.
So strap in your ribs, crumple your ears, and suck on something sour. Because we're the creeps. And this is The Creeping Hour.
I woke up at midnight and started to change.
Look, in the window, waving at us. Is that me?
This story is about a polluted beach, a horrifying creature, and a group of kids, a lot like you, who didn't listen to a warning.
We've been tracking a storm that's been moving in from the east, so expect some showers this evening. I'm Gail Zephyr for WKLR, and this afternoon's forecast is brought to you by the good folks at Out of the Wind Windbreakers.
Get your windbreaker from out of the wind. Get your windbreaker from out of the wind.
Stay warm in any weather with an out of the wind.
Please turn up the radio, Sam. We've reached our destination, Bottom Beach.
Couldn't we have come on a warmer day, Miss Ortiz?
I know it's not the sunniest afternoon, but our work here today is going to make a big difference in our local environment. Bottom Beach might be highly polluted now, but with everyone pitching in to clean it up, I bet we can have it looking like a tropical paradise in no time.
Awesome. And I can do a survey of the marine debris and measure it against plankton levels in the mud. If there's a runoff, I bet there'll be some sweet gene-level mutations.
That's the attitude, Roshona. Now everyone, grab a pair of gloves and a plastic bag. And remember the rules. No swimming, no wandering off without a buddy, no touching garbage with your bare hands, and absolutely no bringing anything back on the bus. Now let's all get to work.
What's a plankton?
I told you you wouldn't need your bathing suit.
But I brought my snorkel.
Who wants to build a sandcastle?
Hey, Roshona, what's with the net?
Yeah, and what's with all those little jars?
It's called an aquatic net, and the jars are for specimens. I'm going to collect as many specimens as I can and bring them home to put under my microscope. It's a zoomed R2000.
Miss Ortiz just said we're not allowed to bring anything back on the bus.
Maisie, Maisie, Maisie. How am I supposed to get on the cover of Science Weekly if I don't start making discoveries now? Besides, it's all in the name of science.
I like science too. Maybe I'll discover something.
That's a great idea, Maisie. You can be my assistant and tell me when Miss Ortiz isn't looking. You too, Mateo.
I kind of see myself as more of an artist than a scientist, but...
Maisie, Mateo, Roshona, what are you three still doing in the back of the bus?
Nothing, Miss Ortiz!
Nothing going on back here. Just excited to turn Bogton Beach into a tropical paradise.
All of your classmates are picking up litter already. Let's go!
Can you believe this wind? It's gonna blow me away!
It's freezing, too. Good thing my dad made me wear my out-of-the-wind windbreaker.
Get your windbreaker from out of the wind.
It's not freezing. It's actually 3 degrees Celsius, which is above freezing by several degrees.
Do you guys want to build a sandcastle?
More like a snowman. And sorry to tell you, Roshona, but there's nothing out here but gray sand and a rotten-smelling ocean we can't even swim in.
Are you kidding? I've seen at least 3 different species of marine birds. And there are some cesspools over there that could contain anything from fly larvae to bloodworms.
Great. Bloodworms. Best field trip ever.
Hey, what's that down by the water? Over there, the green thing in the sand.
That's just seaweed. Not as interesting as bloodworms, trust me.
Seaweed doesn't sparkle like that. Come on, it could be a scientific discovery.
I have to fill up all these jars with flora and fauna. Let's go check out the ecosystems in the cesspool.
It's getting too cloudy. Why don't you check out the cesspools and Maisie and I will stay here and clean up these cans and...
But then who will be my lookouts?
Get over here! I think I might have actually discovered something.
Whoa, what is it?
I don't know, but it's definitely not seaweed. It kind of looks like that invertebrate seashell from last week's quiz, except way bigger.
It's so sparkly.
It's almost see-through. And something's inside of it.
Yeah, it looks like pearls.
It's called translucent. And those are too big to be pearls.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Come on, guys, help me dig it up. It's heavy and way too big for one of those little jars. Here, help me get it in my backpack.
Who says you get to keep it?
I found it. It's my discovery.
But you don't know anything about it. If you gave it to me, I could run some tests and use my microscope to figure out what those things are inside of it.
I don't know, Roshona. That sounds cool, but I'd kind of like to...
What was that?
There, in the clouds. Did you see it?
I saw wings and a beak. A seagull, maybe?
I saw it. It's huge. It has scales and a dorsal fin.
A dorsal fin? Like a shark? A sky shark?
Pincers or webbed feet or... Let's get out of here! Back to the bus! Run!
I do love the sound of a bone-drenching, pulse-quaking storm, don't you? If you listen closely, the wind almost sounds like children screaming. But unfortunately, our little trio of friends made it back to the safety of their school bus before whatever they saw in the murky skies above Bogton Beach could swoop down and sink its talons into them. The other kids also raced to the bus the second a few drops of rain hit the sand, afraid of getting a little wet, when the real terror lurked, hidden behind the darkness of the clouds and the roaring of the wind.
So happy to be going back to school. What was that thing back there?
I don't know, but Miss Ortiz's idea of a tropical paradise is a lot different from mine.
You're lucky Miss Ortiz is sitting all the way up front. That shell in your bag smells like marine bacteria. It's stinking up the whole bus.
Ugh, Maisie, Roshana's right. Your backpack smells awful.
Oh no, my scientific discovery. It's broken.
Gross, what's all that gooey green stuff?
It must have been inside the seashell. It's all over my stuff.
Ew, the pearls are clumped together like slimy grapes, but they reek.
Those aren't pearls or grapes.
What are you doing? Don't touch it. It could be dangerous.
It's harmless. They're fish eggs. Plenty of people cook with them, even eat them raw.
Eat them? Yuck.
I don't know. They're so green. You two are just nervous because you're not scientists. Look, I'll prove it.
I can't believe you ate that. It could be toxic sludge.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's raining like crazy. I hope the bus doesn't get blown off the road.
Tastes like sushi. See, I told you I'd be fine. You two need to brush up on your assistant skills so that next time we're on a field trip, you'll actually listen to me and...
Okay, I definitely heard that this time.
What was that? It sounded just like...
Did you see that shadow?
Ms. Ortiz, did we hit something?
Nearly. Looked like something flew right in front of the bus. But it's so dark out there, so who knows? Might have just been trash blowing in the wind.
Yes. We're slowing down. Oh man, I'm feeling car sick.
Please tell me that sound is your ringtone. Because it's coming from inside your backpack.
What are they? How'd they get in my bag?
Look, they have wings and beaks.
And fins? Scales too. Does that one have crab claws?
What are you two whispering about? I don't feel too good.
Listen up, class. We're pulling over to sit out the storm. The roads are just too dangerous. Do you hear that thunder? Macy, what's that noise? What's going on back there?
Nothing. It's just Roshana's stomach. She's not feeling very well. Right, Shauna?
I think I'm gonna puke.
What's that smell? You didn't take anything back from the beach. Did you?
Me? Take something back on the bus? No way, Miss Ortiz. I would never, ever.
What is that? There, right outside the window. It looks like it's gonna try to fly in. Maisie, watch out. It's flying right at you.
Get away from me.
Leave her alone.
It wants my backpack.
What are you waiting for? Give it to him.
Not him, her. She wants her babies. She wants all of her babies. Even the ones that Shauna.
I can't hold it anymore. I'm gonna.
Well, I did warn you not to listen. I must say, even I am feeling a little queasy after that one. If only you could have seen the way those green, scaly, slime-covered creatures flew out of Roshana's mouth. The only exit after hatching in her stomach. What a deliciously creepy story. Now, I wonder what sort of crunchy, crawly thing is lurking in the darkness for my dessert. And so beware of unusual ocean artifacts that you find on the shores of a polluted beach, because you never know what monster might slime out of them. Trust me when I tell you to definitely not check out the next episode of this podcast. It's so scary, it'll make you wish you were sitting in Roshana's puke-covered bus seat. Because sitting next to her would be much better than listening to it. We're the Creeps, and this has been The Creeping Hour.
The Creeping Hour is a co-production of WGBH.
and Ellie Lickshine in coordination with PRX.
From PRX.